Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
It's going to be another hot day today. It's going to be 29 degrees, getting close to that 30-degree mark again. You know what? It's not going to be that bad because it's supposed to be windy. Now, yesterday was a little bit windy, and it kind of helped with the breeze a bit, with the heat a little bit. What I've been doing every time we park here, I park against the wall just so that the sun doesn't shine directly into my car and turn it into a little bit of an oven. Oh, gosh. If I was to park towards the sun like you did, I noticed your car there. You're gonna cook as soon as you get in there.
That's why I open the windows as soon as I get in the car.
There you go. Get that good old trucker's tan.
When it comes to making decisions, Fox FM's Eddie Q is the last person to do so.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Yesterday we were talking about all these, I was calling them snack hacks throughout the day, where, you know, we were talking about putting chocolate bars in the fridge, somebody said gummy bears in the freezer, so I ended up posting some audio onto our social media pages, and we actually got a couple of other people answering on some snack hacks.
Yeah. So
for example, Caitlin says chocolate goes in the freezer unless it has caramel in it, but she also likes frozen gummy candies. See, I guess that's a thing that I've never really heard of. First Bryce yesterday, but now Caitlin.
Yeah, and she said she's also heard of people putting their chips in the freezer.
I've never heard about that.
No, that's a new one to me.
I don't think I would want to eat cold chips anyways, so I'd stick room temperature.
Angela said she puts her chocolate bars in the crisper.
Okay.
Beverly said red grapes in the freezer are a great treat on a hot day.
See, that sounds really good.
As long as they don't freeze solid.
No, that's true. Yeah, you don't want to bite into something.
You don't.
That's
you almost want them just this side of frozen.
This might be the adult side of me, but I'm thinking if you put some frozen grapes in a sangria, I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, probably.
Oh yeah. So and then a couple of other people. some other people suggested chocolate in the fridge in the freezer as well. So, okay, I guess it's not just me, or I guess it's not just Bryce, the whole gummy and the candy thing. Everybody has their own cold snack hacks. And I think I'm definitely going to try the grapes in the freezer thing as soon
as I get good.
Them. Reader wanted to be a race car driver. Now he tries not to crash and burn when on the mic.
No, 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 no!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I think maybe we've been waiting a bit too long for this. I think it's time for the cue to call for the Sip and Sizzle contest.
Let's do it.
All right, 306-783-3699. Give us a call right now for a chance to enter and win a $1,500 barbecue prize pack. Again, 306-783-3699.
Fox FM Mornings.
Now with more warm weather.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going today?
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
I'm doing pretty well for a Tuesday morning. Nice and bright outside. Who are we talking to today?
You are talking to Jody and Irene. We're just driving to work this morning.
And where are you guys calling from?
We are from Grayson, but we work in Yorkton.
All right.
Right on.
And you guys obviously want a chance to win that $1,500 barbecue prize pack, right?
We do. We have been listening every single morning.
Well, your timing was great today. You got through.
I know. We heard you. I was like, okay, I got you guys on speed dial. I got to call in right now.
Perfect.
Wow. Well, you guys were the first people to call us, so you got pretty lucky right there, Jody. All right. You are now officially qualified.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
All right. Well, big shout out to Jody and Irene calling in from Grayson on their way to work here in Yorkton. They are, Jody's now qualified for our Sip and Sizzle contest. Has a chance of winning a $1,500 barbecue prize pack, which includes a barbecue from Ramp Plumbing and Heating, a meat package for four from Priestville Shop Easy, refreshments for four from Thirsty Dogs Liquor in Priestville, and a cooler.
It is a fantastic prize pack, and we make the draw in less than 2 weeks, June 25th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not too long to get entered in.
No, it's pretty nuts, yeah.
A few more chances today, four more chances to get entered in today. And, of course, weekdays, five chances per day through June 24th, and we make the draw on the 25th.
Yeah, 10 days from now.
Fox FM's Eddie Hugh, professional procrastinator since 1996.
Well, the best thing to do is just wait and see, isn't it?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Some good news that I saw yesterday. The CFL has finally announced a return date.
Yes, August indeed. 5th. Oh, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this because, unfortunately, the season, the 2020 season, got canceled. So now we got the 2021 season. It is going to be a little bit of a shortened game. I think it's 14 as opposed
14
to 18.
Games, yeah. So it's going to be a shortened season. Training camps are expected to get underway on the 10th of July.
Oh,
we're
going
to see a schedule, the league says, later today.
Yeah.
There will be a full schedule coming out today, along with the details regarding tickets for season ticket holders and where government restrictions on stadium capacity allow ticket sales to the general public. So...
Yeah.
We're going to have some football this summer.
Oh, man, that is so cool. You know, one thing that I'm very much looking forward to is eventually being able to see a Rough Riders game. Now, last year, I really wanted to be able to see it. Unfortunately, it didn't happen. So this year, if it is eventually possible, that would be really cool to see a live CFL game for the first time in my life.
You never have. You've never been to a game.
Never have. I mean, when I lived in Ontario, it never really was a big deal. But you come out to the West, and CFL is so huge. And then, like, in the Yukon, obviously, there's no CFL games up there.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're certainly in the right place to go and catch a game. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Going to a game at Mosaic and being part of the Sea of Green is always a good time.
Yeah, that's going to be such an experience when I finally do that. And that's why I'm very excited to hear about these dates, because I started watching CFL a little bit a couple years ago. Now I want to see it live.
And I can imagine with things being the way they have been for the last 15 months, they're going to be a hot ticket this summer because people are going to want to go and get back to the stadium.
Yeah, I guarantee you, like, no matter what the limits are, it's going to be sold out on tickets once people are able to go and see it. So
they haven't played a game since the Grey Cup, the 107th Grey Cup back on November 24th of 2019. That was the last CFL game. Let's get back to it.
Oh, yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
We're halfway through June already. July is right around the corner, which is a little bit weird to think about. But also around the corner, I really got to plug this August. That is when my birthday's coming up. It's just in a couple of months.
Me too.
We're both Leo boys, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. And your birthday is actually not too far from mine.
5 days before, it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm the 9th, you're the 14th.
I'm on the 14th.
Ah.
And so we're both going to be birthday boys. And the other thing is, I'm not too sure. I would like to do something for my birthday. I couldn't do it last year because of a pandemic, and I'm not too sure if I'll be doing another pandemic birthday this year. Although I've had a couple of friends that have already experienced two pandemic birthdays, just because theirs was in the spring, and so obviously this year they had to do it again indoors. But I'm just trying to think, what would I even do if I had an indoors stay-at-home birthday? Do I just video chat with a couple of friends, or do I just... I don't know what I'm going to be doing
yet.
You
could do that. You could throw yourself a party in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Your house.
Wouldn't be a bad idea because of the fact that we can have some outdoor guests. Yes. So
you can make it happen.
I would definitely be able to make it happen. One thing, I really got to give props to my one friend. He did like insane pandemic birthday stuff. So basically what he did was he had a Zoom thing with around 30 people.
Oh my goodness.
In the call. Yeah, I was included, thankfully, from another province, which is why I enjoyed it, because I was able to celebrate birthdays. We did like a trivia, we did a game. It was actually very enjoyable, and I think that was a super smart idea. I'm not really one to celebrate my birthday too much, but as long as I get to do something, I think it would be pretty fun.
Yeah.
I think because ours is so close, what we could do is we could totally have a Eddie Reader birthday thing.
In the middle.
Right in the middle. So it'd be like August 11th or something like that.
Just like do nothing in the morning but just eat cake and talk on the radio. That'll be our birthday celebration.
Cake and pizza. That's
cake in the morning. Morning birthday cake.
Oh, beautiful.
Fox FM's Eddie Q will be easy to spot this summer.
Just look for the guy with the very uneven tan.
Ah, it burns!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
I think this is another cue to call for our Sip and Sizzle contest.
Right on.
306-783-3699. That's the number to call us for a chance to enter and win a $1,500 barbecue prize pack. Again, 306-783-3699.
We told you we'd be right back.
Now more hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Good morning, Fox FM.
Hey, how's it going?
Going pretty well. How about you?
Pretty good.
Who are we talking to?
Derek.
Where are you calling from, Derek?
North of Kenora.
Ah.
All right, and Derek, you're calling because you want a chance to win that $1,500 barbecue prize pack?
You bet.
What's some of your favorite things to barbecue, Derek?
Well, probably steak.
Yeah, a good steak over fire is always good.
All right. You are now officially qualified.
Awesome. Thank you.
You betcha. Make the draw June 25th, and you could be the lucky winner.
Right on. Have a good one.
All right. Well, big shout out to Derek. He is now officially qualified in our Sip and Sizzle contest. He has a chance of winning a $1,500 barbecue prize pack, which includes a barbecue from Ramp Plumbing and Heating, a meat package for four from Priestville Shop Easy, refreshments for four from Thirsty Dog's Liquor in Priestville, and a cooler.
I could go for a steak right now.
I actually, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I had a couple of steaks over the weekend.
Nice.
I bought a big pack and I split them over, had one on Saturday and one on Sunday.
Sweet.
Oh, best thing to barbecue. So
absolutely.
I agree with Derek.
Absolutely. Yeah, and if you win, you could get that entire package.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the odd steak or two in that meat package.
It's very possible, but either way, you get a free barbecue to barbecue all the steak you want.
Oh, three more chances to get entered in today. Of course, five chances per day, weekdays, right through the 24th of June. We make the draw June 25th.
Reader's hair is more salt than pepper now, which is tough since he has to watch his blood pressure.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
I saw something that Patrick was that posted yesterday, and it had something to do with democracy and pizza. So New York City launched this campaign to talk about ranked choice voting by voting for your favorite pizza toppings.
Yeah, as a way to kind of explain to voters just how it works.
Yeah, basically your first choice gets voted, and if your first choice doesn't win, your next choice moves up and up and up. Mm-hmm. And there's eight different toppings that you could have chosen from, and you have to choose your five. So out of all the choices, I actually decided to fill out this voting thing. So all of the toppings, they had olives, pineapples, vegan cheese, clams, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, and pepperoni.
Mm.
Now, my top five choices were pepperoni, mushrooms, sausage, pineapple, and then olives. Those were my five top choices in order.
Huh. Yeah, really, I guess my fifth choice, if I had to pick one,
yeah,
is olives. And they're something that I either never order or pick off of my pizza anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're kind of a rare thing.
Otherwise, sausage, mushroom, green peppers, and pepperoni.
Mm, yeah, those are all just good choices. Number one winner, pepperoni, of course. If you're in New York City, obviously a New York pizza is pepperoni. But the funny thing is, when I was reading this article, I couldn't help but to notice some quotes from the New York City's mayor, and I just read them in, like, the most stereotypical New York accent. Like, one of the quotes was, Let me tell you what never should be voted for. This is sacrilege in Italy, to put pineapple on a pizza.
Yes.
Coming straight from the New York City mayor himself.
It is a fun way to demonstrate how the whole process works.
I like that. It's pretty cool because it's, hey, if you want to learn how to do something, why not through pizza toppings? I mean, it's such a universal thing.
Make right? it fun and easy to explain and boom.
That's it.
How do you become Eddie Q's friend? Just say you have coffee and food.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Those 18 plus in Saskatchewan, 69% got their shot at least. 69%. Nice.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.